What does it take to truly wake up? For some, it's a gentle nudge. For others, it's a car crash. Dr. Shefali Tsabari found herself literally in a roadside ditch, physically unharmed, but spiritually shattered. She'd fallen asleep at the wheel of her own life, operating on autopilot for so long that her body staged an intervention. That moment became her awakening, launching a journey that would eventually touch millions of women worldwide, earning praise from Oprah and Gwyneth Paltrow, and sparking a movement toward radical authenticity. But here's what makes this story universal. Most of us are driving asleep right now. We're performing roles we never auditioned for, following scripts we didn't write, living lives that look good on paper but feel hollow inside. The ditch might be metaphorical, a panic attack in the grocery store, a moment of crushing loneliness in a crowded room, or simply the dawning realization that you've become a stranger to yourself. The question isn't whether you'll hit your breaking point, it's whether you'll recognize it as an invitation rather than a catastrophe. Soul erosion arrives quietly, like fog rolling in, until you can't remember clear skies. Patriarchal conditioning creates a peculiar blindness where we rationalize mistreatment and lose the ability to distinguish between what we genuinely want and what we've been taught to want. Consider Trista at 6, sobbing over her broken doll. Her father's rage taught her that emotions were dangerous. By adulthood, she couldn't access her feelings even when alone. Through countless small adjustments, the false self becomes so elaborate we mistake it for who we really are. We develop the ego, a carefully constructed facade designed to win love and avoid rejection. We learn to be wary around men, to make ourselves smaller, to follow invisible rules we can't articulate. Fear becomes our constant companion. Fear of rejection, abandonment, failure, unworthiness. The cruelest trick? We blame ourselves for our own oppression. Breaking this cycle requires distinguishing between blame, which keeps us powerless, and responsibility, which allows us to change. Take Pam, who spent decades exhausting herself caring for everyone while her health deteriorated. Her healing required learning one revolutionary word: no. That simple syllable transformed her entire existence. Here's an uncomfortable truth. No woman loses herself to another person. She arrives at relationships already lost. The straying from authenticity begins in childhood, passed down through generations. Whether raised in Pakistan or Ohio, girls learn the same lesson. Your value comes from serving others, especially men, before yourself. We're trained to crave approval and validation, substitutes for the void where our authentic essence should flourish. There's a massive difference between being authentic and being good. The latter keeps us divorced from our inner knowing, performing goodness like a role that never ends. Think about the countless ways women alter their appearance: uncomfortable shoes, restrictive clothing, painful beauty treatments. Each act speaks to monumental inner disconnect. We shapeshift to obtain approval, morphing into whoever others need us to be. We don't live a life, we live a pattern. Most of us don't notice because we're desperately seeking love and worth from the outside world. The ego manifests differently each time, making us think we're experiencing something new when we're repeating the same emotional dance with different partners. Self-awareness becomes the pattern breaker. My own clarity came after 22 years of marriage. My childhood conditioning had created psychological structures where I betrayed myself, becoming the emotional caregiver and silencing my needs to keep peace. When we change our patterns, we create upheavals in our relationships. People in the old system resist these changes. Being a mother made my awakening more challenging. I feared changing my marriage would cause my daughter distress. Only when I became convinced that staying would be more toxic than transformation did I move forward. To survive childhood fears, we wear masks that become second skin. The giver sacrifices her truth for others' comfort. The victim stays lesser than, waiting for rescue. The martyr like Sasha, the corporate lawyer juggling motherhood, an invalid father, a CEO husband, and pro bono work, serves everyone while silently resenting being taken for granted. The savior complex, common in helping professions, isn't about others' needs, it's about our inner longing. The bleeding empath feels others' pain deeply but has dismal boundaries, excusing bad behavior. Her excessive giving stems from inner lack. Her identity depends on others' dependency, which is why empaths typically attract predatory narcissists. Controllers convert anxiety into perfectionism or passive-aggressive tyranny. The diva craves undivided attention. When denied validation, she crumbles because her need for power stems from emptiness, not confidence. Understanding ourselves requires returning to biology. A woman's body is designed for giving. Our wombs create space, our bodies stretch, our breasts produce milk. Nature empowered our giving without demanding self-sacrifice. Culture exploited this quality into a mandate that undermines our power. Modern culture taught us to avoid our vaginas, conditioning us to believe exploring our sexuality makes us bad. Rejecting a body part creates internal disconnect that pervades all life aspects. Men and women are constructed vastly differently. Men operate on 24-hour hormonal cycles versus women's 28, 30-day cycles, with 10 to 50 times more testosterone. Most women are exhausted by constantly being prey. Whether directly approached or not, we're always on men's sexual radar, a freedom from predation women can barely imagine. The lies culture tells us weren't created by us. They seeped into our parents' minds and were passed down. We've internalized these voices as our own, losing ourselves in unquestioned beliefs. Facts are verifiable realities. Fiction encompasses everything else, beliefs, wishes, stories we cling to. Commercial interests manipulate our beliefs. Valentine's Day and diamond engagement rings exemplify how we've been programmed to equate consumer behaviors with love, blindly following customs designed for profit. Modern notions of love have imprisoned women in emotional cages. We're raised on fairy tales about finding one magical soulmate who completes us, implying we're incomplete without our missing piece. This script makes us dependent on another person for our identity. True love is spontaneous, unpredictable, and free. It can't be forced, planned, or contained. Marriage transformed from a simple social contract into a divine institution that bottles love's uncapturable essence. By making love contractual and conditional, marriage often turns stagnant. Before agricultural settlement, humans lived nomadically, men and women loosely paired, and children were raised communally. Marriage emerged as a practical, patriarchal arrangement to control assets. Sex remains one of society's most powerful taboos, despite being the natural force through which we all exist. Religion claimed marriage and sex, making it holy within marriage and unholy outside it. Infidelity remains a leading cause of divorce, with women suffering most because we've deeply internalized cultural narratives about monogamy. The challenge isn't abandoning monogamy, but understanding it as a cultural construction rather than our natural state, a conscious choice, not an unconscious obligation. Breaking free from attachments starts with recognizing our survivor mode existence. Through meditation and pausing before reacting, we disrupt old patterns and create new ones aligned with our authentic selves. Discernment, understanding both our own and others' consciousness levels, becomes essential for self-honor. Unlike judgment that seeks to dominate, discernment recognizes each person's unique journey. Setting boundaries means simply saying no to what doesn't feel right. This isn't about changing others, but stopping our participation in unhealthy dynamics. The awakened woman embraces her sovereign power, even when labeled a bitch, a word that often signals not a personal flaw, but our refusal to be submissive. The queen archetype represents a woman who no longer apologizes for taking up space. She's grounded in her heart, yet unwavering in her wisdom, valuing her own voice so highly that she no longer depends on others for validation. True self-compassion means accepting all parts of ourselves, good, bad, and ugly. When we resist our negative aspects, they only grow stronger. Ultimate healing occurs when we move beyond childhood limits and the parenting we received. We forgive our parents for their humanity and realize we were our own healers all along. Detachment isn't cold-heartedness. It's releasing false clinging and accepting life as is, understanding impermanence as fundamental to existence. Our beliefs stop us from fully living. By releasing inherited beliefs, we enter emptiness of mind, experiencing reality as it is, rather than filtered through expectations. Our self isn't fixed, but fluid energy, simultaneously significant and irrelevant. Radical awakening begins not in finding yourself, but in releasing false selves you've carried. Your ditch might look different, but the invitation is the same. Wake up and reclaim the woman you were always meant to be. Not the woman culture designed or your family expected, just you, raw and radically free. This freedom emerges from accepting you were never broken. The masks were survival strategies, not your true nature. The awakened woman understands her worth isn't negotiable. She doesn't need permission to exist fully or take up space unapologetically. She recognizes that every woman who reclaims her sovereignty makes it easier for the next. This is how we break generational cycles, not by perfecting ourselves, but by accepting ourselves so completely that we stop passing down the shame. Your radical awakening isn't a destination, but an ongoing practice. Each time you choose authenticity over approval, boundaries over people-pleasing, truth over performance, you strengthen the connection to your essential self. When you stop abandoning yourself, you discover something extraordinary. You were the one you'd been waiting for all along.